Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
A record $53 billion budget plan is now on the table from Governor Murphy, who's emphasizing tax relief and affordability in New Jersey. WCBS's Steve Burns is digging into the plan, and he's joining us now. Steve, on the topic of taxes, which, of course, is always a big one in New Jersey, what is Governor Murphy proposing?
Yeah, it is always a big topic, and the key words we kept hearing from the governor were affordability, relief, focusing on the pocketbook. For starters, the Anchor program, giving property tax rebates out to homeowners and renters. He wants to renew that for a second year. Also wants to double the child tax credit for low and middle income families. He promised no new taxes. And the line that got him the most sustained applause in the entire speech, he's proposing another full payment into New Jersey's pension fund, which has brought problems in the past. Keep in mind here, Murphy's coming off that election a year ago that was much closer than expected. We have the entire legislature up for re-election later this year. So that may be part of the reason why we see so much more of a focus on fiscal restraint as opposed to the Murphy we saw maybe 4 or 5 years ago talking about a millionaire's tax and building up all these new initiatives. It is a much different environment in Trenton these days.
Sounds like there's some controversy over Murphy's plan to cut taxes on corporations. What's the rationale there?
Yeah, this one has Murphy in a bit of hot water with progressive activists. This corporate tax surcharge was always supposed to sunset at the end of this year, but those activists had been calling on Murphy to keep it going, help bring in some extra revenue. But Murphy said he will keep his promise and sunset the tax. You could hear some caution in his voice when he mentioned this during his speech. He said he is expecting these corporations to hold up their end of the bargain in terms of creating jobs, keeping prices down, staying in New Jersey. But again, you have progressives saying this is just a handout to big businesses that are already pulling in record profits.
Where do things stand, Steve, on New Jersey Transit? Is it facing the same financial problems that the MTA and other transit agencies are going through?
It definitely is. And that sounds like one of the concerns that hasn't been fully resolved yet. Something to keep an eye on over these next few months of negotiations in Trenton. We know Murphy's proposing to keep fares flat. It would be the sixth straight year that fares would stay where they are. But at the same time, yeah, just like we talk about with the MTA, ridership is way down, revenue is way down. They have to find a way to plug a deficit in the hundreds of millions of dollars. And Governor Murphy has yet to outline exactly how he wants to do that.
All right, Steve, thanks. That's WCBS reporter Steve Burns.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And
yeah.
You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not, outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.